Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to an excerpt from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week, our guest is Wild N' Out's very own Maddie Smith. And we talk a lot about blacking out. Mm-hmm. We talk a little bit about weight loss. And
oh, yeah.
We talk about living with your boyfriend in like a studio apartment.
Oh, ugh.
And it's a real fun time. She is one of my favorite comics working today, and you're going to fucking love her too. If you want to listen to more of this Maddie Smith interview, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com/GWF, where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month and hear other great exclusive podcasts, including my favorite, The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett.
Okay, so you had your first boyfriend in ninth grade.
Yeah, not to brag.
Well, I had a boyfriend.
Not to brag. I was hot as fuck. Mike.
My first boyfriend was in eighth grade, but we never hung out. We barely held hands.
I did have a couple middle school boyfriends, right. But it was like instant messenger until 3 a.m. and then not looking at each other in the hallways.
Yeah.
Hug, and everyone was like, they hugged.
Yeah.
Like, their boyfriend, girlfriend.
It did feel good to say, I have a boyfriend.
It felt really powerful.
I remember the first time I ever said it. I was like, I'm better than all you single bitches.
You ugly ass losers.
Fat fucking losers.
Still got to get out there and find your first hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes you're like...
I never hugged my boyfriend.
Right.
I feel like it would just last literally like maybe like a day. Sometimes a day. Just a period.
Mine lasted 6 days.
Yeah.
I
remember
we broke
my first...
up on AIM.
Oh, yeah. My first one was like in first grade at a bowling birthday party. Wow. But it only lasted like for the duration of that birthday party. Yeah.
Wait, who asked who out?
He asked me. Yeah, come on, he asked me.
Oh, okay. I know. What was I thinking?
I was aggressive even when I was six, so I still had to let the man ask me out. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have been like wearing the pants the whole relationship.
I don't even remember if people had boyfriends or girlfriends in first grade, you said?
Yeah. I mean, it's just not really. It's just like, of course, literally saying that, and then we sat next to each other. It's not like they're like we're making out.
There's rumors throughout the hallways, and then the next day everyone's like, they're done. They're done. They had a falling out.
Yeah, he's single now.
He's moved on to Ashley.
They always do.
They always do.
But your first like boyfriend that you kissed, you didn't have sex with him.
No, we did like everything but the sex. You know, when you're the first boyfriend, you just like finger away until all hours of the night.
I went from not touching each other, not making out, to just fucking.
Wow.
Yeah. No one talked to me.
What
really
I think stopped, and that was last year.
Yeah.
What I think stopped me from fucking this guy was his penis was literally like a pool noodle.
It was huge.
But,
oh my God.
The minute I saw it, I was doing the formulas
you?
In my head, and I said, that will not fit inside my.
Right. It won't fit in that hole.
My tight little vag. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Did he warn you?
No warning.
He didn't really know that his dick was bigger than others, I guess.
I don't think he knew.
At that point, internet porn was not as accessible.
Yeah, not everyone was watching it. I will say, however, his AIM screen name was 6 Foot Beast. So I do think he did have a little bit of, you know, underlying confidence. I'm tall.
Yeah.
I
probably have a huge penis.
The beast thing was very in, like, at that time period, though, because I remember my brother's only 5 years younger than me, so...
I think we're the same age then, yeah.
Yeah, and then and he used to call himself a beast all the time, and he was 6'2" or three,
tall.
So...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have worked on me. I was obsessed with Beauty and the Beast until, like, first year of college, honestly.
Yeah, that would work with you, 6 foot beast. Hell yeah.
I don't think that's how they meant it, but that's probably...
Yeah, that's how I would take it. That's how I would take it.
You just call, like, it's like a... Number one, it's kind of like a sports reference, like, you call basketball players or football players. Like, he's a beast, you know, on the field or on the court.
Right.
And then also, I mean, if it was any type of TV reference, it would have been Beast from X-Men, which was...
Oh, yeah. This bitch would have thought Disney.
Right.
Could you fit a dick that big in your mouth?
I could fit in my mouth, but it was hard as hell. And I couldn't give a BJ for like 10 years after that because I thought I was bad at BJ. BJs. It turns out you can't feel a mouth on your dick when it's that big.
What?
You lose feeling?
You don't lose feeling, but I was also like 15. So yeah, it was also right.
Was it thicker than these microphones?
Yes.
If you know, they're Shure SM7Bs.
So you're trying to get your
bigger
like
than this fucking
thing.
Microphone.
Yeah, it was definitely like this. Like,
holy. Like when I think like of an actual can.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a chode because it was 10 inches.
It was long and wide.
Oh my God. It was like, oh my God.
But I would call it like just chode long, like chode extra. It's still, oh, yeah. Chode's a chode.
Chode,
you can't,
chode's a chode. Chode.
You can't
chode's
be getting. Chode. That's the,
yeah. Well, girth is a problem.
Yeah. I'd rather have a thin penis than a thick penis. Neither are good, but I mean.
A thin one.
A thick one. I've never had a thin one. Nothing you can do about a thick one. There's just literally nothing to do with it. At least the other one you could, you know, stick
put
it in
my butt.
And then add a finger or something.
Yeah, add a finger.
Yeah.
I like a nice proportional. You're like, that, yeah, obviously.
Goldilocks, you know, the medium, like, one. It's
that
great.
That looks good for what it is. Put it
well,
in
either way.
You can't get
wild with a big dick.
You can't.
You know, you can't do all the tricks. I had a three-way with, not to brag, I haven't had sex in a year, but I had a three-way with two dudes and one of them was a porn star with a huge dick. Yeah. And I was excited, but I'm like, I can't go all out on this dick. I can't like jump up and down the way I want to because like my ovaries feel like they're about to burst.
It's unpleasant. He's on top. He's like doggy style. It feels like it's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. You're going to like throw it up exorcist
it hurts.
Style.
Exactly.
Disgusting. Was that the biggest dick you've ever seen in real life?
Yeah. Easily biggest dick I ever saw.
Have you ever had a dick that like went in and it kind of hurt?
Yeah, a lot of them hurt. I feel like my uterus is sitting somewhere weird in my body because every time I do like doggy style, it hurts.
Doggy style can just hurt.
It can just hurt.
That's okay. It's also closer to your heart when you do doggy style. Like, I feel like it pushes your organs up.
I
like
know.
A baby.
Yeah.
It really is like, I'm doing this for you, baby. Yeah. So,
you know when you get babies to fart and you move their legs? That's kind of like doggy style.
That's what doggy style hurts.
But the thing is like all these positions were fucking invented by dudes. That's why they're not pleasant for women.
Wait, what is a position a woman can invent?
I don't know. Just don't talk to me.
I'm
not doing it. Breaking up with
Shut
you.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, silence.
I don't know. Yeah, I. Ugh, man, it's such a shame when the dick is. So you had a long chode as your first dick in your mouth. What in ninth grade? Like what? Everything but is fingering.
Yeah, we did
blowjobs.
Fingering and blowjobs. Hand jobs. Lots of hand jobs to completion.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good.
Crushed.
It's always uncomfortable when the guy is not coming, and you're like, do you just want to do it? Or
there was one where he didn't come, and then like a more pre-cum came out after like 20 minutes, and I was
20
I literally like
minutes
cried.
Of a handy.
Yeah, and he was like, "It's not your fault."
I just was looking up the author of the Kama Sutra just to confirm that all sex positions were invented by men, and it's not only is it by an Indian philosopher who is a male, it's then interpreted by some white guy named Richard.
Oh God,
aka Dick.
Yeah. Yes. So, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good.
So we can't trust anything. You can't. Just make up a new sexual position.
Yeah, just make them up and then do doggy style on his birthday, stuff like that. Yeah. You know? Or if you just want him to come.
Doggy style. Yeah. Yeah. Doggy style can be fun. Any sex can be fun when you haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, true.
That's where I'm at.
I do feel like that first boyfriend experience might have set me up for failure later in life because...
The 10-incher.
And... I don't know if it was just like I was so, you know, when you're like in high school and you're like fucking wet all the time.
Yeah. That's me now, honestly.
That's you now?
I was also in high school.
Oh
I was
gosh.
Also wet all the time.
I have the opposite.
Very horny.
And I think it set me up for the sex I had in after that and college, and every experience was so bad that now I'm recovering and trying to like find my sexual awakening.
Oh,
because
oh,
I
you're
had,
not, are you not horny?
Never.
Really?
Like, no.
Are you on medication?
I was just saying antidepressants.
I was on Lexapro, and I think that shot me.
But
for
you're
life.
Not anymore.
I'm not anymore.
It should come back. Yeah. It's not like it doesn't do you in for life, or it shouldn't.
Right.
Right.
I've you know talked to a bunch of people on because antidepressants. It's a big side effect.
It's
of
a
it.
Huge. And I was like, wow, this sucks. Now I'm more depressed because I can't fuck my boyfriend who I love.
Have you talked to your gynecologist about it?
Not really.
Mention it. Like, so you know, I should. One of my favorite things about my OBGYN that I talk about on the show a lot is that one of the things that she asks you is like, has, you know, what's on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your sexual pleasure when you have sex? Like, she's not, you know, she's not trying to like to get
the juicy deeds.
Yeah, she's not like trying to like hear erotic literature in the office. She's asking you because that is associated with your health. So like, not only is it just like not good for you if you're not experiencing sexual pleasure, there could actually be something wrong that needs to be fixed.
Oh.
Yeah. Just tell her.
You
or him.
You should be having good sex.
Thank God.
Never.
I know.
Thank God.
Never. Male gynecologist.
I had a male gynecologist once at a clinic in Chelsea, and he was really sexy. And I was like, this I like.
This
I like it for the wrong reasons.
See, I know what you
and
mean.
I was
had
very
a hot
lubricated.
Dentist once. Oh my God.
Yeah, see, I couldn't.
And he fingered me as I looked him in the eyes. Yeah. He didn't look in my eyes, but I looked at his. And
right.
Poof,
yeah, he's avoiding all eye contact.
Yeah, because he knew he was hot. Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to be a male gynecologist, you have to be ugly as hell.
Yeah. But then I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I don't trust ugly guys. I don't trust male gynecologists. But actually, I was listening to Dan Savage the other day, and there was a male gynecologist answering these types of questions because there was a guy calling in saying that he's straight. And the male gynecologist on Dan Savage's show was gay. And I'm like, oh, gay guy? 100% all day, don't care.
Right.
Because men are, for a woman, a gay man is safe.
All men are an enemy to women. I've changed my stance.
Even gays?
I agree.
Yeah. In a way, yeah.
Because Jeffrey Dahmer only ate guys. So I'm thinking of like the dangerous gay guys. You know what I mean?
Why doesn't he eat me? Why does he want to eat me?
Because he doesn't
I'm
like
pretty
women.
Tasty.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think they're going to murder us, but I mean, that also shouldn't be the bar.
Totally, but it's really nice to be around a man who doesn't want to fuck you at all.
I know for a fact. I know plenty of straight guys who I could sit next to.
If I had to choose, it would always be women. My tolerance for men is at an all time low right now.
Agreed. Spring has sprung, and fucking people describing your vagina on the street as they see it walking. That happens to me a lot.
Well, if you didn't have such a juicy pussy, Corinne,
I know
that was just coming out of your pants.
Your skirt, yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our interview with comedian Maddie Smith. If you want to listen to the whole thing, head on over to luminarypodcast.com. You can get a free trial, and a subscription is as little as $2.99 a month. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.